Good morning. It's April 17th, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. In a market that's often unpredictable, the current cryptocurrency bull run is turning heads, with Ethereum and Dogwhiffhat leading the charge. This surge is not just about the numbers. It's reshaping investor interest and setting the stage for new entrants like Incubeta. The cryptocurrency market is witnessing a significant upward trend, with Ethereum, ETH, and Dogwhiffhat, WIF, standing out for their impressive gains. This bull run is characterized by a strong performance from top altcoins, signaling a robust period for digital assets. Amidst this, Incubeta, QUBE, is generating buzz with its upcoming launch. Analysts are eyeing this new player, especially for its potential to revolutionize the AI sector, alongside predictions of 100 times gains. Ethereum's growth is particularly noteworthy, driven by the anticipation of spot ETFs and its expanding ecosystem. This development reflects the evolving landscape of cryptocurrency, where utility and innovation fuel investor interest. Meanwhile, Dogwhiffhat is capturing the imagination of the market as a leading meme coin, showcasing the diverse appeal of crypto investments. However, the excitement comes with a word of caution. Potential investors are reminded of the inherent risks associated with cryptocurrency and NFTs, which remain highly speculative and unregulated markets. The advice is clear. Thorough research and professional financial guidance are essential before making any investment decisions. This period of growth underscores the dynamic nature of the crypto market, highlighting opportunities and the importance of informed decision-making. In a strategic pivot, Russia is setting the stage to bypass the US dollar in international trade, turning to cryptocurrencies as a new avenue for cross-border transactions. This move comes in direct response to economic sanctions imposed by the US, marking a significant shift in global financial dynamics. As a member of the BRICS coalition, which includes Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, Russia is not alone in its quest to reduce dependency on the US dollar. The Bank of Russia is at the forefront of this initiative, actively pushing for the integration of cryptocurrency payments for trade settlements. To kickstart this ambitious plan, an experimental program is launching, with three businesses already on board to navigate the complexities of cryptocurrency-based transactions. Parallel to the cryptocurrency efforts, Russia is also in the process of developing a central bank digital currency, CBDC, for the ruble. This effort is mirrored by other BRICS nations, each working on their own CBDCs, signaling a collective move towards digital currencies. The introduction of CBDCs, alongside the adoption of cryptocurrencies for trade, could significantly alter the landscape of international finance. The implications of this shift are profound. By embracing cryptocurrencies and developing their own digital currencies, BRICS countries are positioning themselves to challenge the US dollar's long-standing dominance in global trade. If successful, this could redefine the mechanisms of international trade settlements, presenting a direct challenge to the traditional financial order. In a groundbreaking move for the crypto world, the Internet Computer Protocol, or ICP, has successfully integrated threshold Schnorr signatures, marking a significant leap forward for Bitcoin-based decentralized finance, or DeFi, and Web3 applications. This technological advancement not only broadens the horizon for Bitcoin's utility, but also paves the way for a new era of decentralized applications by leveraging Bitcoin's robust liquidity and security framework. The core of this innovation lies in enabling ICP smart contracts to effectively handle Bitcoin tokens and BRC-20 token transactions through the Runes token standard. This integration is a game-changer, facilitating a wide spectrum of applications, from decentralized exchanges to Bitcoin inscriptions. Such capabilities are set to become increasingly valuable, particularly after the next Bitcoin halving event, which is expected to hike the value of block spaces and transaction fees. Moreover, ICP smart contracts will now have the ability to inscribe ordinals in a decentralized manner, bridge tokens, and sign Taproot transactions. This not only enhances the functionality and security of transactions on and beyond the Bitcoin network, but also addresses the long-standing orchestration challenges within the crypto industry. The full implementation of this integration is eagerly awaited, with a launch scheduled for the upcoming summer. Meanwhile, the developer community is rapidly adopting ICP as a foundational layer for building diverse applications. Projects like Bionic, Dopamine Finance, and Taylor DAO are already operational, and others, including Omniti, are poised to launch later this month. This development signifies a major step forward in the evolution of decentralized applications, offering new opportunities and solving core problems in the crypto industry. In a significant leap towards global expansion, Toronto-based blockchain provider Barrachain has just secured a whopping $100 million in Series B funding. This move is set to catapult the company into new markets and further its development on a global scale. Barrachain, not just any blockchain provider, has caught the eye of major investors like Brevenhauer Digital and Framework Ventures, thanks to its innovative approach to blockchain technology. Utilizing Cosmos technology, Barrachain operates as a Layer 1 blockchain with a clear mission: to create an ecosystem that naturally incentivizes security and liquidity at the network level. With the newly acquired $100 million, Barrachain has ambitious plans. The company is eyeing international expansion and corporate development in key markets, including Hong Kong, Singapore, Southeast Asia, Latin America, and Africa. This isn't just about spreading their geographical footprint. It's about laying down the infrastructure for a blockchain ecosystem that's robust, secure, and highly liquid. The funds are earmarked for several critical areas: driving economic growth initiatives, enhancing engineering resources, and ensuring a smooth global market penetration. One of the cornerstones of Barrachain's strategy is its proof of liquidity consensus mechanism. This innovative feature not only strengthens security, but also decentralizes inflation by rewarding users with Barra Governance Tokens, BGT, for providing liquidity using the network's native BERA tokens. It's a strategic move designed to align all participants in the ecosystem towards a common goal. In essence, Barrachain's recent funding round is not just a financial win, but a strategic expansion that promises to enhance the blockchain landscape globally. By focusing on security, liquidity, and global expansion, Barrachain is poised to make a significant impact in the blockchain world. In a bold move to scale its operations, Core Scientific is set to supercharge its Denton, Texas data center with a significant expansion, aiming to solidify its position in the competitive Bitcoin mining landscape. The company, a key player in the cryptocurrency mining sector, has announced plans to add an impressive 72 megawatts of capacity to its existing facility. This expansion will elevate the data center's total operational infrastructure to 197 megawatts, pushing the company's overall infrastructure to a robust 817 megawatts. The strategic expansion is not just about increasing power capacity. It's designed to significantly boost Core Scientific's mining hash rate by over 20 exahash. This enhancement is crucial for maintaining competitiveness in the ever-evolving crypto mining industry. Remarkably, the average incremental cost of this ambitious expansion is pegged at approximately $200,000 per megawatt. This figure is notably lower than the costs associated with new construction or the acquisition of assets, highlighting the company's efficiency and strategic planning in scaling operations. Core Scientific has set a target to complete this expansion by the end of the second quarter of 2024. This timeline underscores the company's commitment to rapidly advancing its Bitcoin mining capabilities and seizing the opportunities that the cryptocurrency market presents. Furthermore, Core Scientific has identified an opportunity to convert some of its Bitcoin mining infrastructure to alternative compute hosting. This conversion is seen as a cost-effective and faster alternative to new construction, with potential completion times reduced by as much as 50%. This expansion and strategic shift in operations signal Core Scientific's dedication to not only enhancing its Bitcoin mining operations, but also to exploring efficient and innovative ways to capitalize on the broader opportunities within the cryptocurrency space. This has been your daily brief in crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.